This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Sitcom D&D is brought to you by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? I know mine is a little depleted. I've been overextending myself just a bit, which is easy to do when you got a lot of fun stuff on the horizon. It can be easy to ignore, you know, your social battery and spread yourself thin. I'm kind of doing that right now, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. And I need to find that balance of what's the perfect amount of socializing versus work versus creative stuff. Well, therapy can help give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't completely drain your battery. And that's what it's doing for me. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/sitcomdnd to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sitcomdnd.
Is there a show where you find it rude for her to not be paying attention?
I think it's only with like a movie, in a movie that we selected together, like we both gave feedback. And then it's just like, I'm like, okay, that reel is on full volume right now. but I don't need to roast my wife. I love her more than anything.
I don't need to.
But please, go ahead.
I want to.
Okay, and here's the thing with wives. Why are they always on the phone?
He just got a stand-up microphone in his hand. Crazy.
Oh, no, she's the best. She really makes my life so much better.
We could do 40 minutes of Ben pretending to make fun of her and then saying how much loves her.
She's the best thing that ever happened to me, and I wouldn't change anything in my life.
In fact, I'm just going to read my vows right here, right now.
Welcome back to Sitcom D&D, a real play Dungeons & Dragons podcast recorded in front of a fake studio audience. Today, we're picking up in none other than Bottoms Up itself. On a pretty typical day. It is midday. The regular crowd shovels in. And in that regular crowd, another employee is kind of coming through the door. And oh boy, is Tom Foolery dressed to the nines. It looks like he's got all new threads on, and oh my goodness, they look expensive.
Whoa.
So we're gonna pick up there. Quiet on set, sound speeding, and we're rolling.
Nice.
When you need a break from this crazy world to see your friends and fill a cup, find Sebastian Chalice, Chip, and Beef at the Noble Bottoms Up. As step by step our growing pains are improving home and away, we're feeling absolutely fabulous on another happy day. We're in different worlds with different strokes, but the good times will not end. So cheers to all our family and our friends.
Starring Aaron Keith as Chalice Glass, Elizabeth Andrews as Beef, Waleed Mansour as Chip Ahoy, Ben Briggs as Sebastian Von Hugh Grant, and Sean Coyle as everything else. Sitcom D&D is filmed in front of a fake studio audience.
Eat. Keep going, Beef. You got it.
Still got a foot left.
I'm going to beat it.
12, 11, 10,
it hurts,
9,
it hurts.
8,
it hurts.
7, 6. Oh, Tom.
Oh, hey, guys.
Whoa.
Whoa. What the hell is going on?
That's a
ooh
lot of
la
bracelets
la.
You got on.
Whoa. What the
I did it. I did it.
Hey,
ate
Beef,
the whole...
Beef,
What? Did Beef eat an entire pumpkin?
Stem and all.
What's going on with you today?
Is this velvet?
You noticed. Yeah, this is, I picked up this new outfit. What do you think?
Oh, man, I really want to touch it, but I got pumpkin juice all over my fingies.
Yeah, please don't.
I mean, the main thing I think is that I know what your salary is. That's my first thought, I guess.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Did you steal these clothes?
Oh, good question, Chalice.
this is really expensive clothes, but I recently came into some money, so I figured, you know, why not splurge?
Nice.
Yeah,
I love a splurge day.
I was thinking about trying to get back out there and date.
Oh, I think Tom's still talking to us.
Oh, sorry. Wow.
God damn it, I keep doing that.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Probably a conversation for another time, too.
Hey, Seb, you want to go on a splurge day with me?
I would love to go on a splurge day. We can get, like, matching jumpers.
Hey, guys,
Sometimes I don't know if I'm still talking or not.
And we like him, and we do this.
Sometimes my thoughts just appear outside of my head. And...
So, Tom, how'd you earn all that money?
Oh!
Where'd it come from?
Oh, good question.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know if I earned it. I just kind of came into it. I was volunteering at the old folk home just up the street there, and I spent some quality time with some folks over there, and one of them, I'm sad to say, a lovely woman by the name of Opal, she passed, but apparently she didn't have much family or anything, so she left a lot of her stuff and her money to old Tom Foury.
Oh, man.
I said that way too excited. I'm embarrassed about yeah. that.
No, that's nice for you. It's nice that you got an old person to die.
I didn't get anyone. She'd passed away, natural causes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so... That's it, I guess. I'll take these off because I don't want to work in these, and I'll get right to scrubbing up the bathroom.
You know what? I'm going to actually hold on to those for you, so you're not going to have to worry
Thanks,
about those.
Thanks, Seb. I appreciate it. Well, I'll get to work, guys.
Yeah, all right.
Bye.
I get the pants.
You get the pants.
I get the pants.
I get the little feather hat.
Wait, guys, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
That we all wear one of these pieces of the outfit and walk around town?
Cutoffs.
I'm thinking all of those same things, plus an additional thing, which is, do you just have to be nice to old people and then you can get rich?
I do gotta say, I mean, I used to frequent that retirement home, Sleepy Sunrise. Man, it was best.
Yeah, but for sex, Beef, you frequented that for sex.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's be clear.
And everyone consented when I went in there. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
Do you remember any favorite partners?
Yeah, there was Diane Delaney. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Diane Delaney.
Her fingers were long. Rupert Murdoch, he was great.
Well, it sounds like you have an in over there. What if we went over there and we tried to make friends with old people?
Then we could have
money.
Our splurge days.
Oh my God, we could get splurge.
What are we going to buy? What are you guys going to buy on our splurge days?
Adidas tracksuit. Next person.
I was going to say Adidas tracksuit.
Whoa!
Oh my God.
4 matching Adidas tracksuits.
Oh my God.
5.
Oh, okay. Oh,
Jennifer, stop eating the pumpkin, honey.
No, it's not over yet. I can do it.
We start shoving it down her throat and move on as quickly as possible. We bring it with
Jennifer
us.
Just looks like a rat with a full pumpkin shape in the middle of her torso. Her little leg.
So, it's not too far up the road that the gang comes across Sleepy Sunrise Assisted Living.
We walk in and we go to the front desk.
At the front desk, there is a younger human woman working there who seems like she's just got a lot on her plate. And she goes, oh! Okay, are you guys volunteers here, or do you have family here?
Yes, we want to meet old people that have no families, please.
Preferably rich.
You're not family. You're here, you're volunteers?
Correct. We are looking for 4 old people that have 0 families.
To volunteer with.
To volunteer with.
Bless your heart. Thank you so much for coming. We can always use more volunteers. I have to fill this out. Did you hear about this through a friend? Did you have family here previously, or
I guess how do we describe it? A scheme?
Oh yeah, scheme.
Scheme. That is not one of the boxes.
Harmless con.
Yeah. Is there a box for a harmless con?
I'm gonna put down friend.
Yeah. Well, you know, we heard it from Tom. He's kind of like a friend.
A distant work acquaintance. If that, there's a box for that.
Why don't you all follow me? You're actually just in time. We are about to be doing bingo night. So bingo night is about to kick off. So actually, everyone's already kind of found their seats. And she walks you into kind of like almost like what looks like a cafeteria, like a big open area. And there is food at each of the tables as well. It is reminiscent of like almost like a grade school, middle school type cafeteria. But there's a small stage, almost like, you know, probably 8 to...
12 inches off the ground. It looks like there's a little bingo ball machine kind of up there where you would pull bingo, and a microphone, and there's a bunch of tables within there. And she goes, okay, well, tell you what, how about you, and she points to Chip, why don't you go sit over there next to Jury?
Yes, Jury.
Wink.
And she points each of you to a different spot and a different table with an empty chair next to one of the individuals who's staying at Sleepy Sunrise Assisted Living. Why don't we actually, we'll start with Chip as you pull out a chair next to Jury.
Who are you?
I am Chip Ahoy. Maybe you've heard of me.
I haven't.
Oh, okay.
Well, I need a partner. Don't
worry. I'm not here to help you. You look like a person that doesn't need help. I'm just here to also play and sit beside you and maybe have some fun.
All right. Let's have some fun.
Or not. Or we can have no fun. If that's, is that kind of your vibe? You don't like fun?
Let's say I've had enough fun for one lifetime.
Oh.
And Chip, why don't you give me a history check?
Would love to.
I bet he's a clown.
He's gotta really be good a clown. Call. Gotta be a clown.
A3.
You don't know what he means by that.
What do you mean by that?
Let's just say I've seen a lot of battles.
Oh.
I've taken a lot of lives. And, it's something that you kind of think about a lot towards the end here. And
regrets or?
Well, not many. I did things that I had to do for the right reasons.
Whoa. Man, I have so many regrets. That's nuts. I've killed people that I really shouldn't have.
What's your name?
My name's Chip Ahoy, famous liar. Why do I... I'm studying to be a knight, actually. I'm in night school. I want to be the most famous badass knight ever and make up for a dragon friend that I killed. That's my whole vibe, okay? That's my thing.
I respect the honesty, and I respect the aspiration. And maybe I can give you a few pieces of advice. The name's Sir Jury.
Whoa. Oh, okay. Sir Jury. Yes. And Chip stands up and does a bow and a curtsy and kisses his hand and is trying to do all the things that he should to honor this person.
Calm down.
Oh, sorry. We haven't gotten to the class where we learn how to meet knights. Sorry. Hi. I'm Chip. Ahoy.
And he goes, nice to meet you. And he shakes your hand, and it's a very empowering handshake, one that gets you pretty excited to just be sitting next to a real live knight.
Chip looks over at Seb and gives him a big old thumbs up, like, this is going well.
Nice. So, what is your name?
My name is Rick Fork.
Was Spoon already taken? No, I'm very good. My name is Seb.
What do you do, Seb?
Well, I'm kind of an entrepreneur, which is French.
Get out of town!
Whoa! Really? Why?
Yeah. Well, I'm an entrepreneur.
Oh, cool! Of what?
Well, I invented the fork.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, before me, it wasn't anything, and then I got to name it what I wanted. And so forks are, everyone's like, what came first, Rick or the fork? Rick Fork came first.
I've heard that expression, but I assumed it was like, we just don't know, sort of like kind of idiom. I don't know why we're talking about this. I don't. Do you have grandkids? You like stuff? What? How can I endear myself to you?
I like to think, my wife and I, we did a lot of volunteer work. She has since passed, but
damn,
you know, we like to think of the whole world as our children. I know it sounds ridiculous, but yeah, no living family left.
Damn, that stinks.
I think it's a life well lived, but yeah.
Yeah, no, if that's what you prefer, then yeah, no, it's a great life. That sounds really, really good. I don't really volunteer, but I would love to learn how. I went to a hospital. You know what? I did go to a hospital as a service animal for a while, but I lost I lost control and I bit a bunch of kids.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you got to start somewhere, right? Also, aren't you volunteering right now?
You're really good with me, all right? You really know how to make me feel good. And one day I'm going to learn how to do that for you, dude.
I like that.
I like that, too.
Let's play some bingo.
B-I-N-G. I don't know what I'm saying. Yeah, let's do it. Let's just look forward.
Just look forward.
Oh, man.
Does Sab give a thumbs up to someone?
Let's just look forward.
I'm just going to give a thumbs up to Beef.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. That's awesome. Nice.
I like the idea that you've been sitting silently up until now.
I have. My hands have been clasped in my lap, and my legs are kicking.
Waiting for the go-ahead.
Chair. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful sunrise this morning, huh? Were you able to check it out? Were you able to get up and see it?
It was a lovely sunrise, wasn't it?
It was. It was. Oh, my God. Your perfume. It's delectable.
It's called Plums.
Plums?
Plums.
Plums?
What?
Huh? Plums?
Who are you?
Who are you?
I am Madame Embroidery.
Oh, Madame Embroidery, my
AKA,
God.
AKA,
and she kind of leans in, the Harfoot Contessa.
That's you naughty little beautiful woman. What does that mean? Now, what is Hardy? What does that mean?
Oh, I think I'm more famous than I am. I guess it's been some time since my, you know, fame was at its zenith, but, I am a chef. I was a famous chef.
Oh my God.
Specializing in sandwiches. Finger foods, mostly. Small sandwiches.
Oh, like tiny little guys that you pop in your mouth in 1 second.
You're talking like a guy who knows his sandwiches.
Oh, I love sandwiches. Madame Embroidery. What can I call you? Can I give you a nicknamey? I love a little nicknamey.
Sure, go for it.
Embroidery, embroidery, Madame Embroidery, embroidery. I'm gonna call you Skunk.
Skunk?
I don't quite see the Elizabeth, I would follow you anywhere.
It reminds me of your perfume, and I like it.
Ah, okay. Let's play some bingo.
Yeah, we should look forward. And Beef Look gives Chalice a nice big thumbs up.
Whew. Finally. So, how do you do?
Oh, good to meet you. Who did they bring me this time?
My name is Chalice Glass. I'm a former princess, current woman of the people, and I'm so happy to be seated next to
Missy Snips.
Missy Snips.
That's right. And I kept, oh my God, Chalice Glass. Former
You've
princess.
Heard of me?
Yes, of course. I was a royal stylist on Two Tree Hill for quite some time. I've done makeovers and styled many a royal figure. And this explains why you walked in and I literally said, oh my God, she's gorgeous. She has to be.
What?
Royal of some sort, yes.
You do have that show, You Don't Know What You're Missing, where you'd give people makeovers.
Oh my God.
Because I used to watch that every time I was sick when I was home from school.
Yes.
You are amazing.
Me. Yes, until they shut it down because I wasn't paying anybody and I was very cruel to them.
Incredible. I love you.
Yes. Oh my God.
Wow. Oh my God. Thank God I got seated next to you. Oh my God. What
and
a relief. Sorry
you.
I sat silently for so long.
Oh no. Of course. Of course not. Wow. Usually I get paired with people that are just so dull. But you are radiant and I am charmed. I am charmed already.
Chalice tosses her hair and smiles.
And who does Chalice give a thumbs up to?
Jennifer?
Jennifer is trying to gain enough momentum by wobbling to the left and to the right to try to roll herself into a washroom.
Oh, because she's a pumpkin.
Oh, because she's a pumpkin still.
So now we're going to do a series of luck checks as we see who is going to win bingo with their partner.
Well, I'm going to win bingo. I know me and Skunk are going to win over you guys.
That woman's name is Skunk?
Yeah, man. And she's awesome.
She looks pretty cool. My guy, I just realized his full name is Surgery. I just realized it's very funny, though.
Me and my guy, we take the same laxative every day.
Whoa. Wow, Seth, cool.
I know, isn't that nice? We both will not leave the house without it. We clinked bottles.
I like mine, too.
That's awesome.
Why?
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 Why? He thinks I'm pretty.
Oh,
oh,
nice.
Tight.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, they're all giving each other thumbs up.
All right, luck checks.
All right, everybody. Are we ready to get bingo underway here? Remember that the winner of bingo gets an all-expenses recess trip outside of the facility to whatever, you know, restaurant they want to go to. So,
whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, my
cool.
God, Skunk, you would love something like that. You love food. We're going to win this, Skunk. I swear to God, anything coming our way, we're going to win it.
That's the spirit. All right, I'm getting fired up.
So I'm going to start pulling balls and saying the corresponding number and letter. So if anyone's struggling to keep up or needs me to slow down, just raise their hand and I'll slow it down. If you need help, I'll help you, or maybe one of the volunteers here can help you as well. But we'll go ahead and get started. So the first ball is B3. And so I want everyone to give a luck check.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
I had a 12.
19.
I got 17.
I got 11.
Wow. Everyone got that one.
Thumbs up.
Yeah. Now, these are fantasy bingo boards, so the letters and numbers don't really correspond in the way that you might think. So much so that as soon as you get three yeses, three bingo spots, that's going to be a bingo. It'll be in a perfect line.
That does make this go faster.
I thought that we were going to like fall into the board or something, but I love that you're like, I'm just trying to make this go a little quicker. I thought there would be a real fantasy element to it.
Oh, I mean, you do fall forward.
You don't have to do this.
Now
I get
you're
it.
Standing no, inside the board, it. But the rules are still the same.
It's magical because it's 9 squares instead of 25. That's why it's magical.
That's so magic.
A. 1.
Ooh, 17.
Ah, 7.
Oh my God, I got a 19 again.
I got a 9.
Oh. Okay.
Oh man, that sucks.
Sorry,
that
Seth.
Sucks,
seriously,
Seth.
Sorry, Seth.
No,
I'm really sorry.
It's totally fine.
Same to you, Chalice.
B. 2.
I got a 5.
19! Bib! Sir Sweet Knight, we won!
We did win. We did win.
Oh my God. Okay.
This is a battle well fought by us.
Yes! Yes, and so we have taken the day.
Oh well, congratulations. Okay. Well, here, I'll come down to you two. This is a certificate. Okay,
yes.
Jury.
Yep. If you don't mind rolling it up, and I'm going to get down my knee, and you kind of just
tap
my shoulders, right? Actually, or he could. That could be cool if he did it.
I don't think he can, because doesn't that make you a knight and you're not
one? Shut up, B.
Sorry.
It's just a paper. It's not a sword. Sir, do you mind?
Yeah, why not? I mean, it's not official, but we're having fun. I hereby... dub thee Chip.
Yeah.
A true warrior of bingo.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. That means nothing. But
it's everything to me.
Yeah. Well, I hope everyone had a great time. Can everyone do a round of applause for our awesome volunteers?
Yeah. Woo! Clap for us.
Clap for me.
Clap for us.
Clap for us.
Hey.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, you know, hopefully we'll see you volunteers back, but that's it for bingo. And everyone, if you want to get ready for dinner,
We should be...
What are we having?
Oh, well, it's just for our residents, but it is good, everybody. We're doing chicken pot pies.
Oh. That actually sounds kind of good.
Once again, only for our residents. But thank you again, volunteers.
Wait, well, we could, I mean...
What is it? What is it, skunk?
I don't like chicken pot pies. Maybe we could have... Do you have a home? Maybe I could have dinner at your place.
First off, I gotta ask, is this an advance on me? Because if so, I can give you the night of your life. But if not, then we're gonna just keep it chill.
Night of, like, sexually?
Yes! Sexually, skunk? What else would there be?
I'm not feeling that type of vibe.
Excellent! Excellent! All right, well, you're gonna be coming over, and Jenny, we can make you a nice pot of orange.
I just made a new pot of orange in the toilet over there.
Okay.
Jennifer, do you want us to like you or not? What are you aiming towards at any given moment?
I was just about to say, that's one of my favorite things Jennifer has ever said. I thought that was very funny.
Wait, do you all work at the same place?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, you want to come too, my dear sweet sir, jury? Would you like
my
to?
My old lady, would you like to come?
Chalice, you didn't learn her name?
Missy?
Missy would definitely be down to attend. Of course, it's honestly, the chicken pot pies here are not great. So
we could drink some drinks. We could play some games. We could hear about what it's like to be old.
Yes, you could like us so much and like us forever until the day of your death.
Yeah, we'll count Rick Fork in. Stick a fork in me. I'm done.
Oh, I like that. It's named after him. Everybody.
Oh, his...
Wow, the fork. Yeah. Holy smokes. So
his name is Fork?
And sir, and Beef gets on his knees. Thank you so much for making a vehicle to the mouth. It's nothing more than a true pleasure to meet you, and he kisses his hand.
Well, it was truly my pleasure. I'm surprised Seb led with the fact about the laxatives instead of the fork thing. But yeah, happy I could be of service. Well, who's driving?
Oh, I can drive. I can drive. Everybody hop on.
Give me a strength check, Chip. In order to carry everyone, and you are very strong, you're a strapping young lad, but we're going to need a strength check of at least 23.
Okay. So does a 24 work?
Oh, baby.
Are we going fast or slow?
Normal. Normal. All right. I can do it. Okay. Not great, but I'm doing it. Chip puts his ass in gear and heads towards Bottoms Up.
Sitcom D&D is brought to you by Rocket Money. Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Me included. Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about, I don't know, 6 subscriptions. I could not believe it when they showed me I was paying for 11 subscriptions each month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services, it's never ending. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forgot about. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/sitcomdnd. That's rocketmoney.com/sitcomdnd. rocketmoney.com/sitcomdnd.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's auraframes.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Okay. And before too long, you are back at Bottoms Up, and you and your respective bingo partners are entering into the bar.
Cool. I pull the crew aside. Oh my God, this is going perfectly.
What a good afternoon. We're going to be so rich.
Wonderful.
Are we going to kill them or we just sort of wait for them to die from old age?
That's a
speed
great
it up?
I don't know if I could kill my guy. He's like awesome and stuff. He's killed everybody or something.
I have a lot in common with my guy. We go to bed at similar times. Like we wear similar clothes. We have the same laxatives. We both have been taking Afrin since we were 11. It's
whoa. Beef, is there something going on between the two of you? Something
oh, no, like she made it very, no, and I respect it. I respect it. She's like, yeah, hard line in the sand, but I mean, your guys are free game, so I'll just check on them.
Oh, yeah. Don't mess anything up for
I
us,
I like
though.
Mine, but she might be a bad person, but like, I don't care.
Oh, bingo. Now that's a bingo.
Now that's a bingo. Because then if she dies, you don't even have to feel bad.
No. And that's what I'm saying. I'm sort of in the best of both worlds. Fun to hang out with now. Won't care that much if she dies.
God, who do we think is the richest?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Let's do like a game with them where we can learn about them without them knowing.
Truth or dare?
Yeah.
Oh.
We only ask them truths. And then every truth we ask them is
how much money do you have?
Yes.
That's good. That's a good play.
I like that one.
As you look over, you see that the four of them have just been standing next to each other, silently, politely, kind of waiting.
Oh, hello. Figured you guys would friends and would mingle. I figured you guys lived together all the time and would talk to each other.
They weren't mingling at all. Not that was whatsoever. Complete silence.
They must live on opposite corners of the building.
Yeah, freaky.
Well, let's pull up a seat for everybody. I'm going to start everyone with champagne. Why not?
Oh, champagne.
That
champagne
sounds lovely. Can you give me a nice glass for me to ash my cigarette?
Oh, you're going to fit in here.
And the champagne is handed all around, and everyone looks pleased as punch.
Cool. We thought we'd play maybe a little game. How's that sound?
Ooh.
Do you old people like games aren't bingo?
Ah, a good competitive game.
Yeah. Well, nobody wins, except for us, when we find out this information.
Cha-ching, money dance.
Hey, it's very small under the table money dance. We thought we'd play some truth or dare. How's that sound?
Ah, you can win in a dare, that's for sure.
Yes, yeah, sir.
Chip writes that down.
I was once dared to infiltrate the Westerners' front line by myself. A dare I accepted heartily. And took them down, man after man, wave after wave, until there was nothing left but the echoes of screams and blood on my sword.
Somebody has to dare me to do that. Somebody has to dare me to do something like that.
We have to use our truth.
No, use your dare on me and make me do something cool, please. Let's see. Let's start with the fork guy.
It's, well, Mr. Fork or Rick.
Okay. Mr. Fork, truth or dare?
Dare.
Oh, they get to pick.
Oh my God. I really did forget. I did forget when I pitched this.
Oh no.
I did forget.
Oops.
Oh,
I
God.
Dare ya.
We didn't even have to give him the option of dare.
That's true. It seems like we're in a pickle, so I dare you to show me your bank account information.
I don't know if I have it on me.
I guess you could just tell us how much money you have.
Yeah, I'll believe you. I'll vouch for him. I vouch for Rick.
I really have a finance guy that handles that, but
oh my God.
I think in our last meeting, he was saying something like, I have like 326,000 gold pieces or something like that.
Whoa. I think my body went to another plane.
He has a finance guy.
Yeah.
That got me.
Sands? Thou sands.
Those numbers went on and on and on.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. If you guys, if, because I didn't know, I'd never seen it written out, but that's 326 and then 000.
Is this one of those numbers that has a comma?
It is. So the comma's after the sound.
Oh my God, the prophecy.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. We're having fun.
Great start.
This is
very
good.
Cool. And Chip, my lady never paid any of her employees, so she could be
She's probably loaded.
Oh my God, that's rich
behavior. Loaded. Oh my God. Okay. Rick, I guess it's your turn.
Yeah, Rick, it's your turn. If you want to pick another one of your friends and ask them a truth.
Sure.
Oh, no. Beef. What?
Beef, give me a persuasion check.
Oh, man. He's a 12 plus 7.
So he sees Beef kind of indicate towards Madam Embroidery. And he goes, yeah. So, Madam Embroidery, truth or dare?
Oh, I don't know. I get so nervous with these.
Don't be nervous.
What should I pick?
I don't know. I was just thinking maybe truth or dare, but truth.
I'll do truth.
Nice.
Okay. Have you ever killed anybody?
Whoa. Whoa.
Bold question for a light game.
Yes.
Whoa,
skunk, what?
That's the only part I have to answer.
That's a good point.
That's true, skunk.
Not really gonna protest that, yeah.
But yeah, I killed somebody, but I don't want to talk about it. it's you, laxative guy. Truth or dare?
Well, I think there's two laxative guys.
Yeah, we actually bonded on that. That was kind of what broke through.
But I guess Rick just went, so it must be subs.
Okay, so yeah.
Fork or sip.
I think I will do truth.
Have you ever killed someone?
Yeah, many. Yeah.
For sure.
Kind of, you know, what we heard from the surgery guy, that times probably 10. I actually went to sort of it was kind of like a jazz school, but for assassins. And I learned how to kill in a kind of a fluid way that changes every time.
I can see you look confused. It's a jazz school. For assassins.
Yeah.
It's like
if somebody were to go to school for jazz, but it's for assassins.
It's kind of like, but with darts.
Like you learn the rules and then you learn how to break them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You use your hands and your feet like instruments.
To kill.
And this is just not feedback for anyone in particular. Truth or dare is fun when you keep things light and airy at a party.
Yes.
Death, not necessarily a need to be a big part of this.
If we have to switch to spin the bottle, we can, but we don't have to.
It could be so fun if one person picked truth or dare, and then we all had to answer that one question.
Oh.
Chalice gives Chip the biggest kiss.
And you know what? Actually, we already asked the question, so let's just all go around and just say how much money we have.
Also, if we want to go around the circle and just throw out there if you want me to kiss you or not, just let me know.
Well, I am, I guess, willing to answer the question. When I was at the height of my fame as the Harfoot Contessa, you know, we were bringing in some good dough. So I have about 113,000 gold pieces.
Oh, my God. That's another comma number, I think.
Are there two commas in that?
No. Just the one.
My dear good sir, knight, sir, my sir, I think it's your turn.
Oh, it is. I've got nothing in the bank.
Oh.
But what I do have is a series of trophies.
Oh.
Trophies, treasures of battles of yore.
My battles?
My battles.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he means of the past, not your battles.
So I would thank you, Chalice. I give her the biggest kiss.
They kiss when one of them is smart.
Sweet.
If I had to add up my trophies, my bounties, my valuables, you'd probably be looking at around, well, you can't put a value in priceless, but 732,000 gold pieces.
Oh, in your face! In your face!
Oh, my God. Is that bigger or smaller? How many commas?
So much.
Still just one comma.
One, just one, but it's bigger.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's, well, that's very cool. Good killing.
This is awesome.
This is great. This is going so well. And then who else we got?
Missy, you're up, girl.
That's right, girl. I did not pay my employees. I treated them like garbage, and I had a
This is good.
This is really good.
Wait, hold on.
She might be going.
Wait, hold on.
She might be going. Yay!
I was a successful stylist, the royal families, and after the gifts I've been given and some healthy pay, we're looking at around 16,000 gold pieces.
That's all right.
No one freaked out about that one.
I mean, now we've heard a lot.
It's way less.
Hey, team. Yeah, can we go over here to the bar for a second and have a little chit-chat?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't you guys talk to each other. Don't say a word to each other. Just say
I don't think they will, Seth.
Yeah, we don't have to tell them.
Hey, best friends.
Yes.
I just had a brilliant idea. You know how Jennifer's not here, right?
No, I think she's still on the toilet.
You know how, like, whatever we make, we split evenly between the four of us?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For the tips?
Yeah.
What if, and this is so crazy, and it's so crazy because I was going to say this before we found out what everyone was getting money-wise, and I just remembered to say it now.
Hmm.
I thought it would be so smart, and Chip, you're going to kiss me about this, is if we sort of combine the total and split it four ways.
Yeah, who had the least amount of money?
I don't recall. I don't remember. It might have been you. Could have been Seb.
Then I'm in.
But I think...
No, it wasn't me.
Great.
You know what, hon? For you, I'm down. I really am down. My guy has so much money that even a tenth of what he has would be okay with me. I'm not even kidding. I'm 100% down. Plus, that way, if this only works out with one of the four, we also come away with something.
Great.
Bingo, bingo.
That's a really good point. Even if one person dies, then at least we split whatever that is four ways. If two people die, we split that four ways.
If one person dies and now one of the four of us is absolutely loaded, that would be awful.
Yeah.
Let's
be
honest.
The power dynamics would be off.
We're geniuses and we all kiss.
You look over at the table and they are sitting there silently.
Oh, God. Nothing going on.
I find it reassuring that they just kind of stay on ice over there.
Wait, I would like to detect. I would like to do detect thoughts. I want to know what my lady's thinking right now.
Okay. You get inside Madame Embroidery's head.
Yeah.
This is exactly what I wanted, to be outside of Sleepy Sunrise Assisted Living, somewhere fun.
Beef, why are you tearing up?
I just think God, I'm in love with her, and she doesn't want me to touch her.
Oh, Beef, I'm
Beef,
so...
Beef, honey.
Well, you know what? Maybe the more time we spend with her, the better she'll get to know you, and maybe she'll come around.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I shouldn't have started up top with sex, or should I have gone backwards? I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like you did the right thing that you always do when you go into the assisted living, mm-hmm. where you just cut to the chase right away. You go, what is this? Is this sex or is this friendship? And it saved you a lot of time in the past.
Yeah.
It did, yeah.
Should we maybe try and spend some more one-on-one time with these people? Maybe try and get them a little bit closer to us and be a little bit more convincing?
Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. Should we switch up the combos here?
Anyone feel more compatible with someone else?
Strangely, me and that the darkness of battles guy, I feel like we
Seb, he's my guy. Back off.
Okay, never mind.
Seb, he's my guy.
All right. Back then off. I'm still good with Fork.
Okay, yeah. I can do this.
Yeah,
I can do this.
I'll keep mine.
Yeah.
Beef, are you sure? Because it sounds like you're in love.
I can do, I might be kind of hard. Or I can't do this. One way we're going to find out.
All right. Everybody, remember what's at stake here. So much money in Adidas track seats.
And kiss.
Oh, yes. Mwah. Missy.
Yes?
I had a thought. What if we go up to my room, which smells the best of any room in this place,
confirm,
and you give me a makeover?
Oh my God, I would love to.
Dealer's choice, whatever you want to do. Would rather not have a bowl cut this season. It's my one preference. I'd like one season without having a bowl cut. But other than that, what, you're a brilliant genius, and I would love to have a makeover done by you.
Oh my God. Not that you need one, but I would love to do it. Oh my God, look at your hair. It's gorgeous. It's like radiant.
Ah!
Okay, let's go. I brought my bag, thank God. Okay, we're going. Let's go. We'll go up the stairs.
Oh yeah, and my dear bright sweet knight, maybe we could go out back to the alley and I could show off my homework to you, which is a couple little sword tricks.
Some sparring, huh?
Oh my God, you would spar me. Okay, yes.
All right. Actually, it'd be nice to feel a hilt in my hand. Yeah.
Which part is that?
Okay, we got a lot to learn.
Hey, Mr. Fork, I would love to show you in my office a couple of prototypes on some inventions that I have. That's in inventions.
You didn't tell me you were an inventor.
Well,
man.
I'm
That's
an entrepreneur.
Cool.
It's hand in hand, and I got to keep up with Mr. Fork.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, let's check it out. Cool.
All right.
Beef just continues to sit silently staring at the skunk while everyone leaves.
We'll cut to Chalice's room, where she is sat in a nice chair with the barber shop kind of like blanket skirt thing around her neck, like ready for a makeover.
Okay, now what are we thinking?
Well, I would love to feel confident, and I just want to get whatever you think is best. I know that you're passionate about this work, so I fully trust you.
Oh, God. It's truly music to my ears. And just even hearing that you trust me like that is just like, I don't know. That's, I'm looking at you now, and I'm looking into your eyes, and I just feel like there's such a closeness. There's such a trust here that, like, I don't know. This is...
That's what I'm thinking, Miss 16,000. Missy... Have you ever been in love?
Just with my career.
Oh, and I love that. A woman passionate about her career. And you got to work in that industry for so long and at the top of your game. Incredible.
Honestly, it's been so long since I've had someone as beautiful as you to just kind of be a canvas for me. But look at me, going on about myself. You're the client right now. I want to know about you. So you keep kissing the green guy. Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah. I've never heard him described like that. Can I tell you something, a secret about him and me?
Yeah.
Earlier today, when he said something so smart, I almost said I love you to him.
I clocked that.
You did?
There was a pause. Yes.
It almost just like came out of my throat and I just was like, I caught it the last second. But then I was like, why am I holding this back? If you love someone, why would you not want to say it to them?
So what's the deal? I mean, how do you feel? Do you think you actually love him?
I don't know. It's hard to tell because we've been friends for so long. And I'm like, how much of that is my friendship love for you? And how much of it is my... I'm hearing so much cutting. I feel like it's going so great back there, I bet.
It's going incredible.
But yeah, I almost said it and I was like, oh, it came out naturally.
Oops.
But I don't know. What if I'm a loser? What if he doesn't even like me at all? Did you say oops?
Yeah, oops is in like you almost said it. That's
what. Oh, yes. Oof. Okay, yeah, thank God. But what if he doesn't even...
Shit, I fucked up.
Tells me that he sees me as just a friend. Oh, God, what happened?
Oh, just like, that's what I would say if I'd almost spilled the beans.
Oh, my God. Okay. Whoa. Okay. Yeah. But like, I'm sorry. I just feel so comfortable around you and I feel like I've known you so long.
This is the worst haircut I've ever given.
What was that?
Let's do a quick reveal.
There's no explanation for that one.
Remember that you can always shave your head.
I guess.
She turns you around and you have an exact replica of the bowl cut you got in season one.
No.
I'm going to have to roll for deception here in a second, I think. I love it. 16 plus 6, 22.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, honey, I'm so glad I really took a risk on this one. And my fingers just don't move the way that they used to. So I made a few errors here and there that I then, but you just like you said, it's perfect. So like, you know, all errors have to be woven into the tapestry. And that's what ends up making them look so much more beautiful in the end.
Mm-hmm. And this will give me the confidence to say I love you to my boyfriend for the first time. I'm sure of it. And I definitely won't be going into beef stash of chalice wigs that he has for no reason.
Wigwagon!
Yes, I love it. And thank you. What an honor it is to get and blue eyeshadow. Wow. I look great.
I'm glad you like it.
So those are the sounds I'll probably make when we're fighting.
Those are good sounds. Strong sounds.
Yeah. Okay, good. There's a whole course on them. That was an expensive one, too.
And he's going to do a surprise attack.
Oh, my God.
Does a 22 hit?
Yes.
With a 22, he gets past your defenses, moving faster than lightning, and you feel a heavy wooden sword hit you in the jugular at full speed out of the blue. And it does, only does one damage.
Get hit. I didn't know we had started. I didn't realize we had started.
The enemy doesn't wait. The enemy doesn't let you know it's begun.
Yeah. Yeah, but we're like friends and stuff. So,
we are?
Yeah. You're one of my closest friends. You're one of my closest. Oh my God, I'm bleeding.
Sad.
Wait, sad?
I'm one of your closest friends. I barely know you.
Yeah, but you know, I like to be friends with everybody I meet. Yes, I like to be. I'm friends with everybody I meet, and I try and attack him back.
Okay.
God damn it. I rolled a 3, but it's plus 8, so 11.
He sidesteps and parries and hits you in the throat again.
Oh, same spot. Same spot.
I like the attempt. So you were trying to false flatter me and call me your friend as a lie to distract me.
No. I mean that. I mean that. You and me, we could be the best of buds.
Are you trying to sound like me, or did I hit you in the throat too hard?
You hit me in the throat way too hard. But I guess I'm starting to sound like you, aren't I?
I could use a friend, if we're being honest.
Oh, great. I can be your friend. I'd love to be your best friend, your confidant, your top advisor, your squire, even. I'll be your squire.
In order to be my squire, you'd have to have some great accomplishments yourself already.
Oh, well, I stopped a wedding. I helped in the death of my best friend.
That's not a brag.
What else did I do? I got our business back via a bet that somebody else made because I said no to an engagement. What else have I done? Good Lord, what have I done? Have I accomplished nothing in my whole life? No. I didn't even save my friend's life. My friend saved my life. I was just useless. My blood did nothing that day. I should have died.
Sounds like it.
My girlfriend might love me.
My girlfriend might love me. Ooh.
And we're going to cut to...
That's brutal.
Yeah.
Seb.
They're called raccoon butlers.
All right. So, like, what is it actually, though?
Raccoon butlers.
Oh.
You just put jelly on stuff, and they go over to it, and they lick it, and maybe they bring it back.
Okay, wait, so, like, if I wanted to get my walking stick. I'd slather it in jelly at some other time. Mm-hmm. And then the raccoon would get it.
It's a terrible idea, isn't it?
I don't get it.
Okay. Let me come up with something else. They're called raccoon friends.
I think you should scrap the whole raccoon part.
What am I supposed to do with 12 raccoons, all right?
they're making a mess of this office, man. I wonder what happened in here.
I can't tell anyone. I keep on saying that I'm planning a surprise party, and that's why it's locked all the time. But really, it's because it's infested with raccoons. What am I supposed to do? You're smart.
Nah, man. I just got lucky.
With the fork? That's not luck.
It kind of was, man. I had a spoon. I was eating some oats, and I accidentally left it on this really hot stone. Like they were doing some blacksmithing work, and then next thing I know, it got banged and chopped, and I don't know what happened to it, but I picked it up, and it just had pokers on it. I was like, oh, this kind of would be good for eating. And then I asked them to make a bunch of them, and then I just started selling them.
You changed the world, all right?
Dude, life's not that hard. I feel like you're making it way harder than it is.
Life is a struggle every day, all right? If you're not gasping for breath, paddling your legs just to keep your head above water, then you're not me.
I don't think I am you, man. You're kind of harsh in my vibe, actually. I don't really get your whole thing.
I'm sorry, and I would like to learn from, you know, you're a calm dude. I want to be calmer. I want to, like, figure that out. I'm obviously hard on myself, and, you know, I don't have a whole lot of mentorship in my life. I feel like people look up to me, but I'm also dumb as a brick, so.
Dude, my advice to you, honestly, it worked for me, so I'll just tell you this. You should invent a fork.
Wait a second. You're not smart. You're dumb as a brick, too.
Yeah, dude.
Really is just kind of getting lucky, and that's it. I can just be me, right?
Nah, you seem really neurotic and stressed. I don't think.
Wait, what about a spoon, but it's not quite a fork? It's in between. We call it a forn.
Oh, God, the raccoons are out. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Beef gets up, and he goes into the kitchen. And then he comes out with a little plate of sandwiches and a deck of cards. And he sets the sandwiches down and he passes her the cards and he says, deal them.
What monstrosities did you bring out here?
These are my little sandwiches. These are my
Call these sandwiches?
Yeah, these are little sandwiches. These are my little snack sandwiches. These are my snack sandwiches.
This is not up to the standard of the Harfoot Contessa, but...
Skunk, you don't approve. Well, if you can think you can make something better, then have at it, Skunky.
No. I won't be rude. I'll at least indulge.
And she goes to eat one. She takes a bite.
Beef's looking at her.
Give me we'll give it a performance check, Beef, actually.
Oh, my sandwiches. Oh, I got a nat 20.
Oh. Okay.
Eat the sandwiches.
Kind of awesome timing.
I mean, it's not the first time, nor will it be the last, that we see a full-on Anton Ego Ratatouille moment where we zoom into her eyeball, and it's a very simple sandwich, but yeah. It's just the most pure sandwich that connects her to her childhood and the first time that someone made her a sandwich, which we all know, when someone makes you a sandwich, it tastes better.
Exactly.
And her eyes well up with tears. And she remembers why she got into sandwiches in the first place.
Wow.
Oh my god, did my sandwiches hurt you? I'm so sorry. Don't hurt her. Are you okay? You're crying. Are you okay?
I'm better than okay. I'm me. Wow. Thank you, Beef. That was truly something else. Something I'd forgotten could even exist.
You're welcome. Thank you. It's big words coming from Big Chef.
I'm not too proud to say. I'd like to know how you made something this delicious.
Well, I don't know. It's just kind of the beef, you know? It's a beef sandwich. You go in. Normally, I sing a little tune to myself while I'm making my sandwiches because it's the best way to make them a happy sandy. You make sure you got a little bit of something wet, something dry, and something crunchy. Yeah, there's a chip inside of there. That's what you're feeling with the crunch. And then I like to dip it in some applesauce.
Wow, I would have never guessed those flavors.
Yeah, wet, dry, and crunch.
Well, should we share these with everybody else?
No. No. No, 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 no.
Did somebody say chip?
No, 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 no.
Did somebody say chip? Please tell me somebody said chip.
Absolutely nobody said chip.
Nobody said chip? Okay.
Are you trying to get it? What are you trying to do?
I just need a friend right now.
Oh.
What have I done?
Okay, I'm coming down the stairs.
Oh, no.
And just so you know, this is going to be a familiar but overwhelming haircut that I love, that looks amazing, that everyone's going to say looks amazing.
Thank God, Chalice. Oh, my God. I need to talk to you and see you.
Ta-da!
Oh, my fucking God. Oh.
I love it because Missy did it.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
We love it too.
We all feel the same.
Seb comes back. I have an eye patch on and I have like a Nick Fury type of scar going on.
Holy fucking shit. What's wrong with your hair?
No. He says as a joke.
What?
Seb, Missy gave me this haircut for us to bond and I love it. And so do you, right?
Mm-hmm.
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 Are these sandwiches for everyone?
Oh, no, God, no, no. I guess so, yeah.
Well, we didn't really get to eat much, but it is getting late. So if you guys, I don't know if the rest of you feel, but maybe you guys could take us back. And I mean, we'd love to just keep doing this.
No. Please go home. Please go home.
Jeffrey,
right?
What happened?
What have I done?
Oh, I know what this is.
He's having like an existential crisis because he hasn't accomplished anything.
Oh. Yeah, this is on earlier than scheduled. He normally gets one of these like every few years for Big Blood Red Moon.
Chalice grabs his hand and leads him over to the bar and she sits on the bar so she can be really like eye level with him and kind of center him. She goes, hey, you've done so much. Hey, look at me. You've done so much.
I haven't gone through the Western lines and killed anybody on a dare.
That doesn't mean you haven't done anything. You take care of all of us here. You throw us when things need to, we have to get high up. You carry us. You drove so many people today, Chip.
But nobody was saved. I didn't save. That's not an accomplishment, driving.
Hey.
What?
Beef?
Yeah.
Seb?
Yeah, what's up?
Jennifer? Raise your hand if Chip has saved you. And they're all raising their hands.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah. Yes. Beef raises both of his hands.
Oh.
And his belly's sticking out.
And you saved me from a bad wedding?
Yeah, see? See, it does count. He said a kid could do it.
No. He said a kid could not do it.
He said a kid could do it is what he said.
I mean, a kid could do it.
No. And you know what? You saved me from having to live with the agony of being in love with you and not getting to be with you.
In love?
I mean, I love you. And I'm saying it with a bowl cut, and you don't have to say it back today. Actually, don't say it back, because I have a bowl cut.
Oh.
And everyone's here, and everyone's looking. Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. You know what? I don't care. I don't care if I've not done anything. I've done this. Chalice, I love you. So now can I be your squire?
Chip, stay in this moment with me, honey.
You're right. Sorry.
Big moment.
There's a lot going on.
Stay with me.
There's a lot going on. Your hair's
crazy. He's turning
crazy.
His head back away from the guy.
For a second, I thought he was going to respond with thank you. This is a huge relief, honestly.
Beef turns to the old people. You know what? It's time to scatter, you losers.
Well, hold on.
Wait, no, Beef, I did a good job.
You hurt my friend's feelings, my friend Chip's feelings. I don't like that.
Beef, I don't have my bowl cut beef for nothing.
And you gave my friend a horrific bowl cut. I think it's time for you guys to hit the road.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll go then.
Oh, man, Beef, what did your person do to you? Must have been bad, huh?
No, it was actually a beautiful little moment we had. We shared.
Oh, my God, the money, Beef, please.
Beef.
And wait, what?
Beef.
What?
And they're shuffling out the door.
It's a, no. Just,
wait.
Scheme? What do you mean, scheme?
No, we mean something else.
No, we wanted your money. We wanted your money.
What are we doing? We don't have to do this. No,
honesty is the best policy. What is cross-stitched and placed above the door? Honesty is the best policy.
I've been meaning to take that down.
Me too.
No, he liked it, actually, when we were honest. We want to be your friends until you die, so you give us all your money. And we will lie to you, and we will pretend to be your friends if you give us money. How's that sound?
I'll also say Beef was really in love with one of you. So it's not like our feelings were totally disingenuous.
Yes.
And Missy, I didn't think you were great. You heard us. We all yelled back and forth about how much we like our one.
Actually, I was lying.
What?
I'm in love with somebody else. And I haven't really talked about it with anybody.
Is it Rick Fork?
Is it the guy from last season? You talked about us with us.
Have I?
Yeah, we...
The butler?
Yeah, the butler. Percy? We like set you guys. We put you in a room together.
Oh, yeah, Percy.
Percy, yeah, Percy. You guys.
Oh, okay. Then never mind. Everyone knows. Everybody knows. It's fine. You guys can beat it, though. You know.
Oh gosh, yeah, what know. A waste of a day.
Oh.
What do you mean?
Well, how about this? If you guys could kind of host us every once in a while, get us out. I don't know. Just let us stretch our legs a bit. Have a new area for us to hang, then I wouldn't be opposed to leaving some money to Bottoms Up when I pass.
Whoa.
Really?
We could dedicate a booth to you guys.
Yeah, we could get you a whole booth.
Yeah. Anytime you're in here, we'll shove whoever's in there out and it's yours.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that does sound like a pretty good deal. I've never talked to these individuals before, but well, what do you guys think?
God.
You guys have never talked?
Never saw a need to. But sounds like a decent plan to me.
Oh.
I do need a friend. Maybe I could use three of them.
Oh, you could just be each other's friends, and we are the facilitators.
Yeah, we could host bingo night. We could host bib night or whatever the hell.
We'll name a booth after you when you die, like Beef said.
Oh, when they die? I thought we could just do it right now.
Oh, yeah. We'll do it now. Sorry. That's
rude. We'll do it.
I'm rude.
For the record, I feel very healthy.
Wait, hold on.
Coughed up a cigarette. What? I must have swallowed one in my sleep.
Whoa.
Okay,
you're the
wait
best.
A minute.
That's
I think
for us.
I'm intrigued.
Then maybe before we head out, we'll do one nightcap here before we head back. A round of drinks for us, please.
No problem.
And they're all talking for the first time in the corner booth to each other. And it seems to be
and
going
laughing.
Great. And laughing. They're having like you actually see what's probably the most surprising is that you see Sir Jury like really laughing hard and like,
whoa,
opening up. And it seems really nice.
That's nice. He really hurt me bad.
I'm so sorry, Chip.
I don't think a kid could stop a wedding.
I object.
And a kid enters.
It's like, oh, sorry. Thought this was the steeple.
No, that's a couple doors down.
They're right. A kid could never stop a wedding.
And I hand him one gold piece.
You're right. There's still time.
No.
No.
Say hi to Chop too for us.
Sitcom D&D is comprised of Elizabeth Andrews, Ben Briggs, Aaron Keefe, Waleed Mansour, and me, Sean Coyle. Arnie Perry wrote the theme song, Waleed and I worked out the story concept, and Sean Marr did the editing on this one. And if you haven't heard, now is actually an excellent time to check out our Patreon. We have over 100 episodes of content on the Patreon, ready for your listening and viewing pleasure. from episodes like Chip's Tips, where Chip hosts an in-world radio advice show, or Elizabeth's Diary entries, where Aaron and Elizabeth do a deep dive into Elizabeth's real teen diary, or Slow Tuesdays, where you get a sneak peek behind the curtain to see what the Bug Gang is up to when there's no big adventure afoot. The support from our patrons is what makes this show possible. It's how we pay for editors, equipment, and all the expenses that go into creating the show that we love. And that's support from patrons like Amber Deers, or Amoeba222, Amy Good Gorilla, Ancient Tauri, Annie Dillon 15, Antiki Potato, Apple Queen, AQ, and many more. So hop on now for $5 buckaroonies and get access to over 100 hours of content instantly. And for those of you who are already subscribed to our Patreon, shout out to the Kitchen Rats! This week's episode is Tony, Pete, and Scootsie, a long-form improv set where Aaron, Elizabeth, and I play three college freshmen at the bar trying to figure it all out and have it all. You can check it out at patreon.com/sitcomdnd and get in on the fun! And finally, if you want to keep up with the gang, you can follow the show on Instagram at sitcomdnd. That's sitcom and the letters D-N-D. Okay, I think that's it for now. Until next Tuesday, and thanks, as always, for listening.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.